AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. When the Confederate flag is hauled down one final time this morning from the grounds of South Carolina's State House, Laura Suber will be there with her grandchildren.
When the children get in high school, they can say, I was there to see history being made.
The flag will be lowered quickly and quietly about 3 hours from now, according to officials. Governor Nikki Haley.
We will bring it down with dignity, and we will make sure that it is put in its rightful place.
An armored van will take the flag to a museum. It's being removed 23 days after 9 black church members were shot dead in Charleston, allegedly by a white gunman. Now that we've learned that hackers stole the personal information of more than 21 million people from government computers, more and more lawmakers from both parties are calling for the woman in charge to resign or be fired. Our Mark Smith is in Washington.
Sifting through databases at the Office of Personnel Management, the hackers made off with Social Security numbers, passwords, health and employment data, and fingerprints. Even some spouses' records were filched. Agency Director Catherine Archuleta says she knows how damaging this is.
I truly understand the impact this has on our current and former federal employees.
But she adds she will not resign, as some members of Congress have demanded. Meantime, the administration's still refusing to confirm published reports China's behind the hack. Officials here say they're still considering how to respond. Mark Smith at the White House.
Bankrupt Greece says it'll raise taxes and cut pensions if Europe will lend it more money. It wants $60 billion. It sent its reform plan to creditors overnight. Ticker tape parade in New York today for soccer's World Cup champions, Team USA. They'll be carried on a float through a stretch of Broadway called the Canyon of Heroes. This is AP Radio News. The FDA is updating the warnings on some popular pain relievers. Here's our Ed Donahue.
The new warning states users of over-the-counter medications like Aleve or Advil or prescription drugs like Celebrex could get a heart attack or a stroke in the first few weeks of taking them. The labeling change is the latest step in the FDA's ongoing safety review of these drugs. In 2004, Merck pulled its pain reliever Vioxx off the market because of links to heart attack and stroke. For over-the-counter drugs, patients are warned to take the lowest dose possible for as short a period as possible. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Zim the monkey busted out of the Memphis Zoo yesterday and is still on the loose as far as we know. They are searching for him this morning. Zoo officials say Zim is harmless. He only weighs 10 pounds. They think he may have run into a storm drain on the property and fallen asleep. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.